The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here this morning with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we are going to bring you for the next hour some news you can use to take good care of yourself. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet. So when I came in, you were telling me your stories about interactions with hospitals and I was going to talk a little bit about testing from the standpoint of when is the best time to test? Do you test, do you wait until you have a symptom to test, or do you test once you have a symptom? For example, one of the tests we do, well, I'll give you a better example that you know about. Without testing, do you know what your blood pressure is?
No. Excellent example. Yeah.
I mean, okay. That's an easy one to do.
Okay, so people might have a little bit of a hint what their blood pressure may be doing. Suppose they feel very weak or dizzy. Suppose they have a headache and pressure and dizziness. So there are
In other words, you're at the pre-stroke stage, and that's when you intervene. So without testing, do you know what your blood sugar is?
No.
Do you know what your cholesterol is?
Okay. Again, some people may know when their blood sugar is dropping, maybe a little bit of a cold sweat, shaky, they can't think straight.
All right. So that testing is okay because it goes on all the time and it's, and they specifically allow those testing to be done because they have drugs to sell for each of those issues, cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar. They have a drug for that. So, yeah, let's test for it. But what about a test to check pulmonary function?
They don't do that. Not until...
Unless you're symptomatic.
Until you present with symptoms.
Now, you can have abnormal pulmonary function and have no symptoms at rest. I mean, how many people actually exercise strenuously enough that they might say, boy, I used to be able to do all this, and now I can only do that? No, people really only exercise to their limits, so they would never even pick up a problem. Give you another example. We've talked about magnesium levels.
Not too many people know that they could very well be low in magnesium because generally the tests that are done don't really give you the full picture.
And here's a real eye-opener for you. The presenting sign of a low magnesium level could be sudden death.
I hate that first sign. Woo!
I mean, but that's the problem. So then, you know, you mentioned your experience having to deal with hospitalized people. You know, more people die in hospitals than anywhere else.
I keep saying that hospitals are not where you want to be.
Now, of course, that's understandable. You, when you get sick, you go to a hospital. But the fact that more people die in hospitals than anywhere else, meaning they don't have the tools to keep you alive in a large proportion of cases. They put you in there to manage you until your demise.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not.
I hear you. When you need the hospital, yes, indeed, yeah. You must have the hospital services, the ability to diagnose with really high tech approaches. But with regard to management, it's an issue.
I mean, for example, how many people actually go into hospitals with a minor problem and don't come out alive? it happens in large numbers. Remember, we talked about over 100,000 people dying from the appropriate use of drugs in hospitals or from surgical side effects, things that shouldn't happen. But I'm talking about other issues where you went into the hospital because the doctor taking care of you on the outside wasn't being thorough enough. I use the word thorough. They're not checking enough things.
Okay, I'm going to stick up for the doctors okay. to a little extent. Mm-hmm. Patient compliance.
Patient compliance. So you're saying the doctor told them what to do and the patient didn't do it?
Or did it halfway or occasionally or, oh, I ran out of that medication, those kinds of things.
Well, that happens too. Patient is put on medication. They don't take it appropriately. So the underlying problem puts you in a hospital. But what I'm talking about is finding out the underlying problem. Because think about this. What made me think about this today, I was listening to a commercial on TV for a drug to increase insulin output in type 2 diabetics. It was a once-a-week injectable drug. And so I'm saying, well, okay, that's increasing your insulin level. The reason you need more insulin is because you have insulin resistance. So the drug is feeding the insulin resistance, going to put out more insulin. It's not addressing why you have insulin resistance. So really, it's just shortening the day that you'll need to, that you'll be a true type 1 diabetic, meaning insulin-dependent diabetic, instead of addressing the underlying problem. And that's what all drug treatments fail to do, is address the underlying problem. And then lo and behold, you wind up even sicker one day. And the problem with doing the testing is then the insurance companies say, why did you do that test? And patients sometimes ask, why are you doing that test, doc? And I say, if I knew the result of the test, I wouldn't have to do it. But you do testing to find out what you can't figure out in any other way. So a good example is when we do autonomic nervous system, which is the most sensitive way of evaluating the function of the body before other things go wrong. There is no other way to do it unless you actually look at the autonomic nervous system. You can't take someone's blood pressure and say you have an autonomic nervous system problem. In its late stages, though, you could do a tilt table test, for example.
Uh-huh.
In other words, we check your blood pressure lying and standing, and you might pick up an abnormal response. But that's a late stage. You want to pick up things early on and get the patient to pay closer attention to their health. The reason why this whole approach to healthcare is not being done, and we can call this a functional medicine approach, is because it doesn't involve drugs.
I'm thinking about Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, who passed away at a far too young an age last year. And that was his main focus of interest, evaluating autonomic nervous system and understanding the role that it played in the progression of all manner of disease. So critically important situation, and there is a way to evaluate it. One of the ways that I know is done at the Institute of Advanced Medicine is the heart rate variability test. Are there any other approaches? Once you get the information from the heart rate variability test, and you see that there's an imbalance, a dysfunction between with the autonomic nervous system. So what approach do you use to achieve balance?
Well, it's really the earliest indicator that your body is not functioning right. So it's
right.
A functional issue. How do you improve the function in your body?
Okay. All right. So he's looking at the nutritionist, and I'm going to say certainly that's one of the basic ways you want to, number one, detoxify. And I'm going to say Dr. Slavin does heavy metal accumulation. Does that play a role interfering with autonomic nervous system? And then, of course, once you are able to actually remove those heavy metals, that toxic accumulation, then you can begin to do the detoxification, the detox approach for your liver, your kidneys, your blood. So very, very gradually, your entire system is, you are removing the suppressive effects of these toxic substances, and then those organs begin to function again.
So a autonomic nervous system imbalance or dysfunction is the earliest indicator of something wrong with your body. Before your blood pressure is going to go off, or before your blood sugar is going to go off, before all the other tests that we do are going to turn up abnormal, this is a very sensitive indicator of a problem. So how do you treat your body? How do you make your body healthier? Get enough sleep. You have to be sure to deal with stress in a positive, healthful way. You have to make sure you're eating properly. Check for nutrient deficiencies, which are rampant. One of the most rampant ones, and we alluded to this earlier, when we talked about sudden death and magnesium deficiencies. Now, here's an interesting thing. There are certain drugs that can cause magnesium deficiencies, like Levaquin that we spoke about before. It binds with magnesium and blocks the absorption. Now, the other interesting thing, so when you have a magnesium deficiency, and let's say your doctor, you're lucky enough to have a doctor that checks for it, then he puts you on a drug called Slow Mag. Well, if you look at the ingredients in Slow Mag, it's got the cheapest form of magnesium, the least bioavailable. It's really not going to correct the problem adequately, but I hope he calls you back in a week or so to make sure that it's correcting the problem. I have to tell you, sometimes, you know, what we've seen is it's very, sometimes very difficult, and it takes a long time to correct a magnesium deficiency, that we give it intravenously. And you get a quick correction, which can be life-threatening. We've actually corrected cardiac arrhythmias in the office by just giving magnesium. Now and this is not far-fetched. If you have a severe potassium deficiency, they'll give you intravenous potassium.
Ouch.
Usually in a hospital setting, but it could be in any setting where they're equipped to do it. So magnesium is no less important than potassium for preventing cardiac arrhythmias and more serious problems. So but these are the things that aren't done, but a doctor probably wouldn't think twice. You see, here's the interesting thing, Janet. On a chemistry panel, they check potassium routinely, so the doctors are seeing that and they're picking up on it. But they don't have a red blood cell magnesium in the chemistry panel, which they probably should. It's equally as important. Then maybe the doctors would think about it.
Okay, so I hear music, and that means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. Stay tuned. More to come to stay healthy.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment, 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Janet Cimarelli is a licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through her remote counseling sessions, she works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. We're talking about things you need to know, things that can be very, very easily tested in order to avoid significant pain, possible hospitalization, possible deterioration of a lot of different functions of your body. And so you get to the underlying cause through correct testing. And unfortunately, that doesn't come under the umbrella of a CBC, a chem panel, and a urinalysis. And that's what people usually get maybe one time a year when they go to see their physician. And so very, very important to understand what is available with regard to evaluating what possibly could be developing.
So one of the problems we were discussing are kidney stones, very common problem. And I've treated those before, and I'll give you an example of my approach. Little different than the one you were explaining. Patient had a kidney stone, and you could tell almost pretty much from their symptoms that it is a kidney stone, but you can verify it. You can do a urinalysis. Sometimes that'll show a little blood in the urine, which goes along with a kidney stone. So you have pain in the right place, a little blood in the urine. Okay, sounds like a kidney stone. Then you go to get an ultrasound, and that usually can pick up the stone. So you can, you know, so then you say, aha, there's a stone there. And the next step before you get into interventional procedures, you do an IV of magnesium.
So you, what a great idea.
Yeah. So, you know, and that's what, you know, I do when I, when the patients are in a hospital with this problem. And frequently, more often than not, the stone passes on its own before the urologist gets to see them to do their interventions. More importantly, it's been said that kidney stones, and I'll have to leave this up to women who have experienced both, are more painful or just as painful as pregnancy. What do you hear, Janet?
Okay, absolutely more painful.
More painful than pregnancy?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, childbirth.
Childbirth,
okay.
I mean, yeah.
So labor and delivery, okay, if you've prepared for it. And I'm going to say exercise, keeping your muscles in very, very good shape, being properly hydrated, all of that plays a role. And then with a kidney stone or a kidney infection, very, very, very painful. And you can minimize the possibility that you might be dealing with a kidney stone by proper hydration, maintaining magnesium levels, keeping your calcium level, in my opinion, and I'll defer to Dr. Slavin, keeping your calcium level under 10, because it seems to me that if you don't have all of the things to properly metabolize calcium, then calcifications can occur. And too high a calcium level in your blood might be one of those complicating factors. So hydration, magnesium, calcium level. And that's another test that is available at AMT centers. You can evaluate the presence of minerals, how functional they are, and then you see what the ratio between different minerals may be. Just as an example, you want to have proper ratio, copper and zinc, calcium and magnesium, potassium and magnesium. Dr. Slavin?
Okay, so specifically magnesium, it's needed to create energy. That, you know, we all need energy. And where is that energy created? Again, in the mitochondria. It relaxes blood vessels, but it also relaxes other structures. In the case of a kidney stone, it relaxes the muscles in the ureter. That's the tube leading from the kidney to the bladder. That's where the stones usually get stuck and create all that pain and discomfort. It's going to have a beneficial effect on muscle and nerve function. And, of course, the most important muscle in your body is the heart. So if you're magnesium deficient, you're creating a risk factor for the heart.
A lot of times pain and discomfort can very well be associated with muscle spasm. So when muscles go into a spasm, it's very, very uncomfortable. And magnesium is a very, very reasonable way to relieve those spasms. And, of course, you don't want your heart muscle to go into any kind of a spasm. So maintaining those magnesium levels, not with the least well-metabolized form, but a chelated form of magnesium that your body can use efficiently.
Magnesium is important in the regulation of blood sugar and insulin sensitivity.
Wow, I didn't realize how much of a role that played.
So we're talking about preventing type 2 diabetes. In one particular study where they were looking at pre-diabetics, those with the highest magnesium intake reduce their risk for blood sugar and metabolic problems by 71%.
It's very, very interesting because one of the things that when people are dealing with cravings, one of the suggestions for minimizing those cravings would be to address magnesium levels and possibly protein levels or protein intake as well.
Now, magnesium is associated, or deficiencies of magnesium associated with migraine headaches. But more importantly, deficiencies of magnesium are associated with anxiety and depression. Now think about this. Does an antidepressant take the place of magnesium?
I would not guess that it does. So here's situation with migraines, once again, spasms. What I tell people is calcium is the mineral that is associated with contraction of your muscles. Magnesium is the mineral associated with relaxation of muscles. And you want that proper function, contraction and relaxation, in a very, very balanced, orderly way. And one of the possibilities for migraine headaches would be the spasm in the blood vessels at the back of the neck being a contributing factor to the onset of a migraine.
So other issues associated with low magnesium include fibromyalgia, cardiovascular disease of any type. You have any kind of heart problem, make sure your magnesium level isn't just within normal range, that it's been optimized. And as I mentioned before, sudden cardiac death can result. What does that mean, sudden cardiac death? When they use that term, they mean the person had absolutely no symptoms, and then he just died suddenly. That's the importance of testing when you don't have symptoms, because you can have risks of dying, and you don't even know it. And then, of course, with a low magnesium, your risk of dying from all causes is increased. Now, probably most importantly, not necessarily most importantly, there's another one, plays a role in detoxification, including the synthesis of glutathione.
Okay, so here's a question for you, Dr. Slavin. People who may have low magnesium levels, they'll very often say they have to be so careful with supplementing with magnesium because it can contribute to frequent bowel movements, loose stools, a variety of different issues with lower digestive tract function. Is there any recommendation? One of the things that I often suggest to people is 100 milligrams, but taken 3 times a day, possibly even 4 times a day, but taken with food. Do you have a better suggestion?
Perhaps.
Okay, go ahead.
The magnesium that gives you the GI issues are the ones that are not bioavailable. They're not absorbed. They stay in your digestive tract and increase the risk of GI issues. There are some that have a lesser effect. Now, but I would agree with what Janice said. Don't take it all at once. Take small amounts throughout the day, and you're less likely to have any problems. But the key is use those magnesium preparations that are more bioavailable and are less likely to cause the GI problems. The more common one that's more bioavailable is magnesium glycinate. There have been some new ones that have come on the market that are supposed to be very good as well.
Well, you mentioned fibromyalgia, and so magnesium malate, very, very helpful for specifically helping those people diagnosed with fibromyalgia. The issue that I'm talking about is for some reason there are some people who are sensitive to even magnesium glycinate. I can't figure it out. So those
are the people we give intravenous magnesium to.
Okay, I like that. It's a solution.
Another way to do it is Epsom salt baths.
Mm-hmm.
So you take a bath, you put the Epsom salts in there, and that'll also help improve your magnesium levels. And here's something. You know, we mentioned magnesium is vital to the health of your mitochondria. That's the energy centers. And why do we want to pay attention to the mitochondria?
We love our mitochondria.
Well, I mean, this is how you stay healthy when you have a normally functioning or optimally functioning mitochondria. Magnesium is especially important in the prevention of cancer, but also for general energy and athletic performance.
So, Dr. Slavin, do you think that it is because of the effect of magnesium on the mitochondria that it plays a role in cancer prevention? A lot of people might not necessarily realize how critical magnesium is with regard to that immune support function.
Well, remember, I think it was last Monday even, we talked about how some antibiotics, and there are actually a lot of drugs that will cause mitochondrial dysfunction, and that condition leads to other things like cardiomyopathy. I mean, but now they're finding that most health problems can be traced back to mitochondrial dysfunction. In other words, if your body's not making the energy it needs to function properly, anything can break down. So you have to start with being tested to make sure that even though you're doing everything in your power to make sure you're not deficient in magnesium, that means you're eating a healthy diet, maybe high in nuts and seeds and vegetables and a little bit of fruit.
A little bit of fruit.
You want to make sure that your body's absorbing it, that it's attaining the levels that are necessary for optimum health.
Okay, that's a critically important statement you just made, Dr. Slavin, with regard to you have to be assured that your body is absorbing it. How many people do I see that are taking very, very copious numbers of supplements and very good quality supplements, and still the absorption is compromised in some way? So having the correct upper digestive enzymes and acids, having the correct balance of beneficial bacteria, and there are a wide range of different types of beneficial bacteria, and they function differently. So it's very, very important to get a comprehensive approach for that lower digestive tract chemistry. That music means it's time for us to have a break here on Natural Doc Radio. We'll be back with more. Stay tuned.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine introduces holistic and comprehensive ways to maintain your health, maintain your energy and immunity, your flexibility and your wellness. The team of specialists at the Institute of Advanced Medicine offer all the services to enhance and support all categories of function, health, and well-being. You can call 954-748-4991 to make an appointment today. 954-748-4991. And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And just a reminder that the sponsor, the organization that brings you Natural Doc Radio every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 is Advanced Medical Testing Centers. So all of the different issues that we discuss that may be developing in your body, or possibly you've already had a symptom develop and you want to investigate the underlying cause. What brought this about? And it was some dysfunction somewhere in your body. AMT Centers is the place to come because they can give you very advanced, forward-looking testing that will evaluate the problem and give you some answers as well as point you in the right direction with regard to overcoming the dysfunction. Dr. Slavin?
Not just that. They can be your alternative to Quest and LabCorp, unless you really like that experience.
Okay, so at AMT Centers, a very, very pleasant environment, individual attention, very timely attention. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Well, and of course you have the choice of a lot of other tests that you're not going to be able to get through Quest or LabCorp. That's really how AMT Centers evolved, because there was a need for these other tests to be done, but you couldn't get them through those tests. And most people don't realize there are a lot of labs in the country that do specialized testing to give you important information that you're not going to be able to get through a Quest or LabCorp. So,
Dr. Slavin, is it reasonable to say that Quest and LabCorp are not necessarily focusing on these advanced testing approaches because they generally uncover, the tests generally uncover functional issues rather than something for which there is a medication?
No, I would just say that Quest and LabCorp are mass production drug centers. That's
okay.
All it is. I mean, they're the big ones throughout the country, Quest and LabCorp. There are other drawing centers and a lot of other labs that give you more personalized service and more information. But doctors don't use them because Quest and LabCorp have their own drawing centers that they place in convenient locations for the doctor and patient. But like I said, you have a choice. If you like Quest and LabCorp and you don't mind waiting and you find their personnel is good, then don't change. But if you're looking for an alternative, then the AMT Centers offers that.
Okay, very easily accessible of the Turnpike.
Give you an example. We're going to give you more information about this in the coming days, but AMT Centers is doing the testing for integrated genetic solutions. And by that, the name pretty much spells it out, integrated genetic solutions. They're sending the testing to another lab, not Quest or LabCorp, that deals with this company that utilizes the information from the lab testing combined with your genetic information to make customized supplements, nutritional supplements, as well as hormone replacement therapy. And I think that's an expected advance as we learn more and more about genetics, the epigenome, which is important, and your various lab work, and now you can put them all together and come out with the best approach for your own individual biochemistry.
One of the genetic testing reports that I had seen, I'm not sure if it's with this company, Dr. Slavin, but very informative that possibly certain antibiotics do not fit well with your genetic background or your genetic makeup, certain medications, you know, a variety of different health supporting approaches, but can be very much differentiated among people of different genetic backgrounds. Very important information that is not being addressed by the mainstream medical community.
They learn about issues with your drugs when you get sick from the drug. You know, hopefully you don't die from the drug, because that's a major risk when you take medications, especially when you take multiple medications, as most Americans do. But back to magnesium, you know, back, you know, if you go back maybe a century ago, it's probably enough time to go back. It was estimated that people got 500 milligrams of magnesium a day in their diet because the soil was still rich in nutrients, not the way the food is grown today. You know, the reason the food is grown in depleted soil today is because they're not restoring the nutrients to the soil. All they put back into the soil is potassium, phosphorus, and nitrogen. I think those are the three things that the synthetic fertilizers contain. So you see what's missing there. Blatantly missing is magnesium, for one thing, but a lot of other nutrients that would normally be found in the soil that aren't being replaced. So, but because of that, they're saying we don't get 500 milligrams of magnesium in our diets today. We're getting between 150 and 300 milligrams from our food. Part of the problem also is people are eating more processed food than they did 100 years ago. I think if you go back 100 years ago, so we're talking about
1916.
You didn't have fast foods. You know, what were people doing before McDonald's and Burger King and all the other fast food chains?
Actually cooking food at home. What a concept.
Now, okay. 1916, they didn't have refrigerators. They had ice boxes then. That means you were pretty much forced to buy your food fresh, you know, almost on a daily or every other day basis, because you didn't have a freezer. You know, you couldn't keep the food for long periods of time like we do today, to the betterment of their health, because it's always better to eat fresh food than food that's been frozen or canned or processed. So that's one of the differences. Then you have, so today the best recommendation is organic, unprocessed foods. But since the magnesium content in your food depends on the richness of the magnesium in the soil where the plant was grown, even organic foods are not a guarantee that you're getting enough magnesium. So so I know a lot of people are going to say, well, I eat a great diet. I'm so healthy.
I hear that a lot.
I don't have to test at all. But unfortunately, most soils have become severely depleted of nutrients. And some magnesium experts believe that virtually everyone needs to take a magnesium supplement. And if you were to go by my experience with testing, very high percentage of people are either deficient in magnesium or right at the low level of the range of magnesium, which is probably too low to begin with. So the ranges should be probably much higher than they are. So these days they're saying, because a lot of people say, how much magnesium should you take? I usually say you take it to bowel tolerance, but they're saying about 310 to 420 milligrams a day, although some researchers say 600 to 900 milligrams a day for optimum health. And what I'm saying, you take as much as you can tolerate.
Okay, well, what about you take something to bring your red blood cell magnesium test into the mid-range rather than the lower half of the range. What about something like that? Okay, so things like raw nuts and seeds, particularly almonds, but you would need to be using this on a regular basis. And the other recommendation, green leafy vegetables. So many people are consuming spinach and kale. They're making those green smoothies, and you may be getting a very nice amount of the magnesium your body needs for that particular day. But if you're using those leafy green vegetables day after day after day, the risk is you're lowering your thyroid function. Yeah, that runs the risk of literally unbalancing that calcium magnesium ratio.
Now, earlier I mentioned magnesium glycinate is a good choice. I don't think some of the other ones known to have a greater laxative effect are a good choice, like magnesium citrate.
Or magnesium oxide. That's going to be very distressing for many people.
Or magnesium carbonate.
Right.
You know what magnesium carbonate is? They have another name for that. It's called chalk.
Uh-huh.
That's what chalk is, magnesium carbonate. Anyway, magnesium threonate is one of the newer forms of magnesium that seems to be very well tolerated and penetrates the cell membranes very efficiently. So that would be a good choice. But here again, you just can't focus on one nutrient. If you think of all the nutrients that your body requires, and then you ask yourself the question, what's the most important nutrient? It's the one you're lacking. So you have to think about all the other ones. You got to pay attention to another one that's frequently, people are frequently deficient in, and that's coenzyme Q10. So, it's...
The people who are dealing with gastroesophageal reflux, possibly irritable bowel, variety of different digestive system issues. Because your digestion is not working properly, the ability to absorb the magnesium certainly is compromised. And yes, we're talking about magnesium today, but when you're dealing with those GI issues, very, very much a problem with absorption of all of those minerals, but magnesium of great importance for a wide range of diseases, people with Crohn's disease and IBS, people with type 2 diabetes. Very, very important to address the potential for the development of a magnesium deficiency. Older individuals just don't metabolize those minerals as efficiently as they once did. Think of all those people on high blood pressure medication. That's indicative of a magnesium deficiency. I hear music. And you're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Have you ever heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about advanced medical testing, or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216-2332 or amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And just a reminder that AMT Centers, Advanced Medical Testing Centers, is a sponsor of Natural Doc Radio. And I'm about to give you the telephone number for Advanced Medical Testing Centers, 754-216-2332. Advanced Medical Testing Center, 754-216-2332. And you can call Advanced Medical Testing Center and you can find out if your insurance is accepted. You can find out about the wide range of different tests that are available at AMT Centers. And this is opening a brand new door into observing how your body is functioning, giving you information far before any symptoms are able to develop, giving you the information on function from a genetic point of view, as well as you as an individual at this current time, giving you your nutrient status, giving you the ability to evaluate the function of those nutrients in your body. Very important information. And then you can sit down and understand the benefit of certain supplements and actually experience the difference. Dr. Slavin?
And if you don't have a pencil handy, you might remember going to their website, advancedmedicaltesting.com. That's how to find it. A lot of competition with these names, because there's another company, advancedmedicaltestingcenters.com. So this one is advancedmedicaltesting.com, and you'll be able to look up the phone number and get directions. And here's the phone number. Is that the one you gave out?
I hope it is. 754-216-2332.
All right. Now, here's an interesting thing. On the website, they say testing for cardiovascular disease, heart failure, stroke, cancer, diabetes, metabolic syndrome, fatty liver, and they draw for many different labs. That's the key. Because not one lab doesn't do it all. There are labs that specialize in different areas, and they deal with all of them to get the most information. So that you know, just consider Advanced Medical Testing Centers, and their website, again, is advancedmedicaltesting.com. Now, okay, so how do we know if you're magnesium deficient or not? Because that's what we were talking about. And
maybe you have high blood pressure?
Yeah, but we don't even wait for that to happen.
Maybe so you have diabetes?
So let's look at your diet, and let's look at the foods that are high in magnesium. And it's really a small list compared to all the foods people eat. So spinach, broccoli, Swiss chard, Brussels sprouts, turnip greens, kale, beet greens, bok choy, collard greens, romaine lettuce. In other words, the greens. How many people don't eat greens?
Oh, but people are eating spinach and kale for out of
overdoing
balance.
Yeah.
They're overdoing it. Thank you.
Some of the other sources of magnesium, raw cacao nibs or unsweetened cocoa powder. How do you
very easily added to a smoothie in the morning.
Smoothie, okay.
Yeah.
Then avocados, a good source. We mentioned like seeds and nuts, another good source.
There's actually a fabulously wonderful chocolate from a company called Endangered Species, and very high cocoa content, and that also has the cocoa nibs in it. So a very small amount. And
you can't just do a small amount of chocolate.
Oh, wait a minute. I tell people how to do it. And I think it's important because people then understand they don't have to be deprived. And when you're balancing your nutrition status, you very much have the potential to lower cravings and not overdo.
So you're not going to tell them now. They're going to have to see you in one of your locations
okay.
to find out.
Yes.
Fatty fish, mackerel and salmon, but it's got to be wild caught, not farm raised. Squash, herbs and spices, and fruits and berries. Now, let's talk about that. A lot of people like fruits and berries. We are trying to tell people to cut back on it because a lot of times you're overdoing it. But here are the fruits that are high in magnesium. Papaya, raspberries, tomato, believe it or not, it's a fruit, cantaloupe, strawberries, and watermelon. In that group, I would say the one you really have to go easy on is the watermelon.
Cantaloupe, was that on the list?
Yeah, cantaloupe was on the list. You go easy on that too?
Yeah, I tell people be careful because, again, people tend to overdo it because it's sweet and delicious and aromatic.
Well, and this reminded me of something too. We were thinking about this. We were in the store looking for organic tomatoes. So we were ready to buy the organic tomatoes from Mexico, and then we smelled them. And it smelled like they'd been sprayed with pesticides and stuff. So the question came to mind is, even though it's organic produce, if it's coming in from another country, is it possible that they're spraying it?
I haven't the information to properly answer that, but it makes very good sense, particularly in this furor with the Zika virus, because very often pests come into this country that are not native to these areas from imported produce like that.
So that's why the overriding recommendation is always to go to your local farmer's market and get the fresh, locally grown produce. It should be your first choice to get produce.
Having been visiting a hospitalized patient yesterday and today, there was cranberry juice and apple juice being given to the patient. And
it was actually cranberry and apple flavored juice.
Well, even beyond that, where did they come from?
Where?
China.
China. Even worse. And of course,
this is
in the hospital, the Mecca of health.
So these are very well established, recognizable brands of cranberry juice.
Right, the little plastic containers with the aluminum foil tail.
Everything was plastic. Everything was plastic.
Now, before we run out of time, the ratio between magnesium and calcium needs to be 1-to-1. Just think about it. All these people taking so much calcium, they're creating a relative magnesium deficiency. Got to keep a balance. So cut back on the calcium, go up in the magnesium.
Think about all of the people who are taking the antacids that are calcium-based and preventing the absorption of nutrient minerals.
And as we, reminding people all the time, your need for magnesium is affected by your age, the stress you're under, the amount of sleep you get, the amount of alcohol you consume, insulin resistance, diabetes, prescription drug use, dysbiosis, that's an unbalanced gut bacteria, poor kidney function. So there's so many things that can interfere. Unless you test for it, you're never going to know. So first of all, eat organic. Get it locally grown whenever possible. Get it grown in this country whenever possible as opposed to outside the country. But still, organic, I think, beats the conventionally raised produce.
For sure, you're going to have a reduced potential exposure to chemicals that have very, very negative effects on your body.
And remember, too, they come up with these ranges based on the arbitrary collection from people that they think are healthy. So I'm willing to guess that being in range for what the lab tells you, with the red blood cell magnesium level is what their range is probably on very much on the low side. So if anything, get into the upper...
The
upper 20%, you know, okay. Even go higher than that.
Okay. That's certainly the recommendation with regard to vitamin D that you make to your patients all the time, Dr. Slavin. And vitamin D is another example, critically important to test your levels so you know where you stand and can improve your vitamin D standing. You've been tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I have been here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And once again, information about advancedmedicaltesting.com is where you can find that.
And one other thing, if you go to my website, drslavin.com, and you go to the drop down where it says functional medicine, you'll be able to see all the different procedures,
solutions,
or solutions that we have, including the integrated genetic testing and ultraviolet testing or treatments, UVLRX, where you don't even have to draw blood out of the body. Now we actually put the light into the body.
I love putting light into the body. And you've been tuned to Natural Doc Radio. And we will be back with more support for your good health tomorrow at 10. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.